simen kitschnar simen mem alf sif ches mitzel tsoy tsas ha khshuv be yoser to mitzel the cut the bread that is most significant. Okay, yesh lefan khatikhas passive, there's a piece of bread or pas shleim and a whole bread, the data lecho tekh sud mishtem, and he intends to eat from both of them. Mishtem and menachon, they're both made out of the same type of flour. Apisha pas shleim iktana, even though the whole bread is smaller, yoyse min khatikha, less than the size of the cut piece of bread. The gam ein in the kiyah kamay khatikha, and it's not even as clean, the flour. Mikom makom yitzal shleima, he should cut the whole bread. Tehi chshuva yoyser. And if somebody doesn't have a whole bread or a whole roll to cut, but he could attach two halves of a roll, two halves of a loaf, and it looks like one, that's what he should do. There are those that consider, even if you have a whole loaf of sliced bread in a bag, that also may be considered like a whole loaf. Avam enem menechad. If the two breads are not made out of the same type of flour, the whole bread is from a more inferior quality. This is not clean flour bran, and this is great, nice flour. I feel like tani, even though it's smaller, make the bracha on the wheat. But if the whole bread is made out of barley, even though it's not as good in quality as the wheat, barley is mentioned in the pasuk as one of the type of species that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Vegam yishleim, it's also a whole bread. L'chein yirish mayim, some is a yirish mayim, yesh lach like covered, gam l'zeh shal sarim yishleim, to show respect to this loaf of bread that is made out of barley and is whole. So what should he do? He puts the slice under the whole bread. And cup them both. If they're both whole and they're both made out of the same type of flour, make the bracha on the one that is higher quality flour. If they're both equal, make the bracha on the larger one. If everything's exactly the same, then you make the bracha on the one you enjoy more. Sif test. If you have in front of you pas yisrael pas akum, vein and nizmi pas akum, but you're an individual that we discussed is not careful about eating pas akum. If they're both whole or they're both slices, begam shovis begadlis, they're the same size, vein and menecha, they're the same type, Yivarcha pas Yisrael. Ben Zusha Yisrael ain't in the kia kamash lakum. If the bread, the Yisrael bread is not as clean as the Akum bread, Yivarcha ezeman shiyitza, then make the bracha on whichever you prefer. Ben Baal Bais Nizim pas Akum. If the host doesn't eat pas Akum, El Shehuva Bishul Oirich, but it's on the table because of guests who do eat pas Akum, Yesh Lo Salkum and Ashokhan, take the pas palter off the bread, Ad lach brichs a moitzi until after the moitzi is recited. Called in kedims achoshev, this halacha that you make the bracha on what's more significant first. Ene im bedata lach b'toich asudim shteim. Only if it's his intention to eat from both during the meal. Avom ein data lach b'toich asudim rak mi pasachas. If it's his intention to only eat from one of them during the meal, yivtzal ayazesh shuroitz lachal. Only cut the one you want to eat. Then we don't look at any other consideration. And these halachas that we're saying regarding breads also apply to Bari Min Mazonis. If there's a whole Danish and there's a sliced piece of cake, for example, the whole should be one that, and you're going to eat from both, then you should make the bracha on the one that's whole. But if you're only going to eat one, or if there's one that you like more, then again, always make a bracha on a whole thing, even if there's one that you like more there as well. But it's not whole. Hel chasuda by chivkim al simfim simim membeis. Mishesh le behemis oifis shmizin asem alav. Somebody has animals or birds. And the same goes for fish. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a kosher species or not. Also lo lecha klum. One may not eat achitil hamachal until he feeds them. Feeding them doesn't mean that you have to actually feed them. You have to make sure that they're being fed. So if you have a worker or shlich feeding them, that's fine. Or if it's not yet the time for them to eat, so then you don't have to give them to eat just because you want to eat. The ksiv, and the sati esav esatchul hamhantav achaltav esvata. The Torah speaks about taking care of the machal behema, a machal adam, to take care of the animal's food before your own food. However, this is only as far as you yourself are concerned. But if you have family members, children, guests, then there is no halacha that the animals take precedence over them. L'shtiva, when it comes to drinking, hadam kaidim, the person comes first. The ksiv, as the pasuk said, Yerivka said to Eliezer, she say, you drink, v'gam gamalecha eshkel, and then I'll give you animals to drink. V'kein ksiv v'hishkisa sa'eda v'spira. However, if it's very noticeable that the animal that you have to feed is very thirsty, then and you aren't that thirsty, then take care of the animal first. A person should eat in a refined manner, and therefore one should always eat with a fork and a spoon, with a fork and a spoon and a knife. And a person should try, even if the food that you eat with your fingers, try to have a napkin there to make sure that the food is, you don't get your fingers dirty. And one should chew his food, and one should eat quietly, and one should eat with his mouth closed. And all of these halachas apply even if you're eating alone with no one else with you. L'yachem umed, don't eat standing. V'layishtem umed, don't drink standing. V'yeshulchan anoki, your table should be clean. Umchusa yofa, with a nice tablecloth. Afilu, and lelacha rektav eshen achashav, even if what you're eating is not very significant. Layachas pruchs gedoyla kebei v'yachem menu, don't hold a very large piece of bread and eat from it. Don't hold the food with one hand. You should not eat that way. One shouldn't drink a cup of wine all in one time. If he does drink that way, hareza gargarin. If he drinks it in two shots, hareza derecheretz. If you do it in three times, hareza gasiruach. If it's a very large cup, then you could take a number of swallows to drink it. A small cup, this is all wine that we're drinking in the middle of the meal just from enjoyment. This doesn't apply to Kiddush wine. Also, this doesn't apply only to wine. Anything that's being consumed for enjoyment, this halacha applies. But if you're drinking because you're thirsty, it doesn't apply. Don't take a bite from a piece of anything and put it on the table. Or give it to your friend. Or take a car, put it back into the plate. That may be repulsive to somebody else. And in general, one has to be careful by sitting by a table not to do anything that will repulse anyone else. Don't drink from a cup and give it to somebody else, to drink what's left over. Everybody has to be careful not to drink from what's left over, what somebody else drank from. And sometimes a person feels forced into drinking something that he shouldn't be drinking. A person should not be overly strict during the meal, and people will be embarrassed. They're embarrassed to eat because they think you're looking at them that you're eating their food. He's upset that they're eating your food. We don't speak during a meal even about divrei Torah. The windpipe may open up and the food will go down the windpipe instead of the food pipe, and that could cause asphyxiation. Aval, when we're not eating, mitzvah lema ashulchan devar Torah, there's a mitzvah to say by every table devar Torah. V'yesh lizor b'zeh ma'oy, one should be very careful. Aminik toiv lema achar achilas prusas ha'maitzi, after you eat the slice of bread, to say mizvah adobar Hashem roi le'achsar, shu Torah, that's a parak in Tehillim. V'gan tefillah mazonais, if it's an opportunity to daven, that Hashem should give us what to eat. When we finish eating noig and lime b'chol during the week, we say al naris bavel. B'Shabbos v'yontav v'kol yomim shenamrim tachnan. Shabbos and yontav tais that we don't say tachnan. Imrim shemas b'shuv Hashem. Shloim al shuch m'taych a sefer. When one learns from a sefer at the table, tzarch lishgiach should be careful. Shchich liyos b'sforim. It could be common that in the sforim there toloim ktanim, small insects. If you're not paying attention, then you may come to eat those insects. There are those that have the minig that when they're sitting by the table and they're about to wash mayim achroinim, they say alocha mayim achroinim chayva. So it's a good way to remember that you have to bring mayim achroinim, and it's also a halacha because the halacha is that washing mayim achroinim is a chayva, is a mitzvah to do. So you accomplish both by saying that halakha.